The next factor to discuss that can affect pedigree patterns is variable expressivity. Variable expressivity is often confused with penetrance. Whereas penetrance looks at a patient and asks, are they affected? Yes or no. Variable expressivity looks at the affected patients and asks, is there a range in the phenotype? For many individuals, the severity of disease, tissue and organ distribution of disease, and onset of a disease can vary. Even within a kindred, the phenotype can vary significantly. Neurofibromatosis is a classic example of variable expressivity. As you can see in this pedigree, individual 1-2 has the full diagnostic criteria for NF1. Individual 2-5 has just 6 hypopigmented spots, and then individual 3-6 has the full diagnostic criteria for NF1 as well as malignancies. These are 3 places on the diagnostic spectrum of NF1. You can imagine how this might affect your pedigree. If you define patients with different severity or distribution of phenotypes as having different diseases, the pattern on a pedigree will change. You might incorrectly identify the inheritance pattern, and then your risk calculations and treatment decisions are likely to be compromised.